There's a famous Chassidus Revertel that says that Rashi quotes from that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, that Aaron was, when Aaron was uncomfortable going towards him to do the Avodah in the beginning of Parshas Shemini, he says, Lama Ataboish Lokach Nimcharta. So the Chassidus Revertel says that Lama Ataboish, why are you refraining? Because of the fact that you're embarrassed, the kach nivcharta, that's the fact that you're embarrassed is good for the reason why you've been chosen. The choice of you as the Kohen Gadol was simply because of the fact that you've done averus and you've done tshuva, and that's the reason why you're being chosen. So whether you accept the Chassidus Revertel in the words or not, but to think about in the Nakuda that the Kohen Gadol was specifically a person who was about tshuva, a person who specifically had done something wrong, and clearly was a tiny nar and he lost two of his children because of it, like Rashi says before, even though his intentions were good, with Fimadrigosa there was something which he had done wrong. But he lived with that he wanted to correct it, and that gave him the power to be the Kohen Gadol. And we don't find later on that he got any punishment for what he'd done by the Chet Egel. He was died because of what happened by Memriva. We don't find that he died because of what he'd done wrong over here. So it means that his tshuva was a tshuva shlema. The power of tshuva, the power of correcting, we look at, we say the person who's going to be the Manig Ador, the Gadol Ador, has to be a person who's perfect, doesn't have any movement in his past, and there's actually a Chazal, the opposite, that your Ramana, the person of Tzibur, he has to have a Kupash al Shrotzim, he has to have some background that which is challenging. To be that the person who's a leader in Klal Yisrael, You want a person who does have some type of a background, some challenges, something which calls him to that he should be keep always making sure that he's focusing and correcting himself and moving forward. So it's tremendous. Like we spoke about before, the idea that the perfection is not what's required of us. It's the striving upward, which is what we're looking for. Along the same lines, there's a machshava from Rabbi Ruchem. I think I mentioned this before, but if I did, it's worth repeating. If I didn't, it's worth hearing it. That he contrasts in the parsha of Shlach of the Meraglim versus the story of the Meraglim, which takes place in the Haftarah. So the Meraglim and the Haftarah, you have Kolev and Pinchas coming to Yerichai, and they meet Rochav, who was a Zayna, is a Kananis Zayna. So according to the Wamshad, what that means is she's a woman who would feed people. The Wamshad, she was a Zayna, Mamish. And she recognized the Kosh Baruch, who's a Lekei Shemayim and Lekei Oretz, and the Jews are going to win, and she protects them. Because I'll say that eventually she was Mizkayeris, and she married Yehoshua, the Gadol Ador. And you have in the parsha of the Torah, we have the Meraglim, which Rashi says they were the Gedolei Ador, and when they're listed at the beginning of the parsha, they're listed according to the Madrega, and Yeshua and Kolev are not number one and number two, but they end up being the Meraglim with all of the pain that the Meraglim caused. So Rabbi Ruchem points out that we want to choose who would we want to throw our lot in with. We see a gigantic tree, which is towers tens and tens of feet above the ground, 50, 60, 70 feet above the ground, but it's in the process of withering, or a new sapling which is just planted and is just starting to grow. So which one we want to throw our lot in? You want to throw your lot in with the one which is growing. The other one is much greater, much bigger, that's true, but the person is defined by not where he is, but where he's going. The Meraglim were going down, even though they were at the top of Klal Yisrael. Rochel was going up. So the definition of godliness in Klal Yisrael is not defined by where you are, but by where you're going.